This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some U.S. Democratic leaders are not lauding President Trump's third meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Mr. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to actually enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during the meeting at the demilitarized zone. After shaking hands with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Mr. Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Kim and Trump then crossed the border back into South Korea. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizes Mr. Trump for saying it was a great honor to meet with Kim.
To say it's an honor to meet such a brutal dictator, that's not what presidents should do. Something is wrong the way this president conducts foreign policy.
This is the third meeting between Kim and Trump following talks in Singapore last June and in Vietnam in February. Though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks, it is not clear how much progress was actually made. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that the resumption of talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but he acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May before talks broke down in what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Japan to restart negotiations. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong blocked main roads early Monday to limit access to a ceremony marking the anniversary of the city's handover to China. Senior officials from Hong Kong and mainland China are due to attend the annual flag raising on the 22nd anniversary of the handover on July 1, 1997. This is VOA News. At least five people have been killed, with dozens of people injured, according to Sudanese doctors.